Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Monday morning to you. It's 7:53, 56 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Well, if you're feeling lucky, you have a chance to prove that luck on April the 26th when the American Legion Post 34, the Auxiliary, is holding a chance auction. And we want to welcome in the president of the President of the American Legion Auxiliary, Angela Clark, once again to Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Angela.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you again for having me.
Sure. I was about to make you the President of the United States. But you can handle that job. Let me put it like this. You can handle the job. I don't know if people would probably respond with your authority, but we would appreciate it.
I appreciate that as well.
But why don't we keep you local, President of the American
Legion. My ladies wouldn't like that.
Auxiliary. Well, let's start from there. Let's explain to our listeners why the Auxiliary exists and what do you all do? Like, what's the mission?
So, just to tell you a quick story, we are, they used to be called the Ladies Auxiliary, but 2 years ago, 2020 or 2021, they changed the rules. And so now the husbands of women who served in the military can now be in our auxiliary. So no longer called the Ladies Auxiliary or Women's Auxiliary. We are just called the American Legion Auxiliary. So, and we actually do have a gentleman in our group. we got Noberto in probably about 5 or 6 months ago, maybe a little bit longer. So we added him in. But first and foremost, what we do is we help take care of our veterans. We're an entity within the house at the American Legion, and they allow us to be there. And the most important thing we do is we try to raise money to help our veterans. You know, if a veteran needs his electric bill paid, or he needs help getting a ramp, or she needs help with some type of medical bill or a prosthesis, or just, you know, whatever comes up that a veteran needs, we're allowed to help them or want to help them. And we continue to raise money to do that as well. We also back, I know you know Melinda Woodhurst.
Yes.
We're big supporters of her, and we definitely help her in every form and fashion that we can. So,
how big is the auxiliary? Like, how many members do you have? And I'm sure that number probably fluctuates.
Over 350. We're the second largest auxiliary in the state of South Carolina.
Wow.
So how many posts are within the state of South Carolina?
Oh, girl, you're asking me a hard question.
I'm sorry. But it's a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And we actually have a convention coming up in May. So all of us presidents and unit members will gather, and that's when they do the changing of the tides as well. So a new president will step down. Lorena will step down, and Ashley Boone will step in. So it's a transition.
And that's statewide.
That's statewide. And then there goes a national wide. So then several women from our unit and past presidents, state presidents from our unit, will go to the national meeting in Louisiana this year. And they'll go down, and some of them are appointed memberships or in charge of committees and stuff. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And then, Angela, refresh our memory how you got involved in the auxiliary.
So my father served in the military, and so did my mother. My dad served. He was a Ranger for 8 years, got out for 6 months, then went back into the Air Force and served his 22 years in the military in the Air Force. My mother was a WAC, and she was in the Air Force. That's how he met her. He was actually her instructor, and so the rest is history there. But you have to go in under your father, your mother, your grandfather, and that person has to be a member if they're still alive at the American Legion. There were some stipulations that they changed probably about 5 years ago as far as when these people served, but that has changed since then. So.
Well, we're speaking with Angela Clark. She is the president of the American Legion Unit 34 Auxiliary. They have a chance auction happening on April the 26th. So take us out to that event.
Okay. So quickly, what it does is it's almost like a yard sale, but you have cups beside each of the individual items. And you would go to our cashier and you would say, I want three envelopes. Well, each envelope has a number on it. So you got 3, 4, and 5. Inside that envelope, there are 20 number threes, 20 number fours, 20 number fives. Mm-hmm. So you walk around the whole, and I'm telling y'all, y'all have seen our ballroom in the back there, the bingo hall. The tables are full. And what you do is you go around and you look at things. You're like, I might want that. I might want that. Well, that's for an hour. And by the end of the hour, we'll start the auction. We'll put those chips, pieces of paper in a bucket, shake it up, pull a number out, see how the chance is. It's a chance you win. Cool. It's a chance you don't, right? So we'll do that. And then, of course, our commander is an auctioneer, Tommy Ayers. And so we'll have larger items that we do a live auction on. And okay. So that's the way it goes all night. We also have hot dogs, 2 for $5 with chips, and then you'll buy your drink. And it's going to be a great night. We actually have the Southeastern Division Vice President coming. Her name is Christine Tryon, and she will be in town. Excuse me. She'll be in town for the weekend, but she's very excited about coming to the chance auction.
And then what's the time on April the 26th?
6 o'clock until we're finished.
That's a good party.
And this is open to the public?
It is open to the public. Yeah, we'd love to have everybody come in. And it's a lot of fun for a night. And bring your kids. They'll have a lot of fun as well. So I appreciate the opportunity. And we look forward to seeing the public coming in.
Yeah, this is great.
Well, we love our veterans. And we love those who answered the call for service. And we appreciate those that support them as well. So, Angela, thank you to you and all of the members of the American Legion Unit 34 Auxiliary. We appreciate the work that you all do. And come on and support them on April the 26th.